from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm glad you're tuning in and I trust that you'll stay with us for the next quarter hour. The Reverend Ivan Foster is our preacher today and he'll be letting us hear another extract from the testimony of Mr. Bertie Johnston as well as letting the Bible speak on the Pharisee's pilgrimage from darkness to light as he brings yet another message on Nicodemus. But before we hear the testimony and the Lord's message, let's hear some words in song, the familiar hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
To have you join with us again. We're going to play another extract from the testimony of Mr. Bertie Johnston, Pastor Bertie Johnston of the Lifeboat Mission in Moy. He was telling us in the first extract something of his background and the home in which he was raised. Now in this extract he's reached 14 and things are going bad.
The rest of the family all went away and I was left at home at 14 years of age. My father bought me into a public house and he bought me my first drink. And I can remember taking that drink just a young fella, still at school. And from I was knee high, I could remember poker schools going on in our homes at 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. And I could play poker when I was 10 years of age, and gamble and drink, smoke and all the rest of it, and all the things that go with it. And I was left alone on the farm, and I was going to become the farmer, but like father, like son, and I followed fast and hard in my father's footsteps. And whenever I got the license and got out into the world, then as they say, things went from bad to worse. I was out one night at a dance and came home. And my mother informed me that my father had sold the farm. Now I knew that there probably wasn't much else he could do. Because over the years, since I left school until I was 21, and I was 21 years of age when the farm was sold. From I was 14 and a half until I was 21, I just played the fool. And my father and I played the fool to such an extent that my mother packed her bags one day and she left to go and stay with her sister in Belfast. And the two of us, with no restraining hand upon us, just drank the bit out. Until my mother came home and tried to pull the place together, but it was too late.
We'll return to the testimony of Pastor Johnson, but of course, as we've already indicated to you, you can have a free copy of the tape. Just contact us and we'll send it off to you. Now we're turning again to the Gospel of John. The subject of our study is the Pharisee's pilgrimage from darkness to light. The Pharisee, of course, is the man Nicodemus, a famous man, because we've told you that unlike many individuals who met with the Lord Jesus in the records of the Gospel, this man has three mentions. So very few have three mentions in the Gospels. But this man has three mentions, and they map out for us the stages of his pilgrimage from the darkness that we find him in at the beginning of the record of his life to the light that he is happily brought to in the last reference. Now we're turning to John 3 because that's where we first meet with Nicodemus. Verse 1, John 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? We'll end our reading there, knowing God will bless it to our hearts. Here we have Nicodemus then. We introduced him as the Pharisee. Great public standing. A man of religion. A man of authority. But a man who knew nothing of God. That's right. He was a member of the Sanhedrin, which was the sort of church council. Man, he would have been sitting right up there amongst the most important individuals in the religious world. But he didn't know God. Of course, he wasn't the only one in the Sanhedrin that didn't know God. After all, it was the Sanhedrin that crucified the Lord Jesus. That's how ignorant religious individuals may be of the truth of God. But Nicodemus begins to come to the light. Here in this chapter, yes, he's in the darkness. And how dark he was. Perhaps we could have a little look at just how dark he was. I'll list some of the evidences of his darkness. First and foremost, he was in the dark about the Lord Jesus. He was in the dark about the Lord Jesus. Oh, if you don't know anything of Christ, then you really are in the dark. I don't believe you can have light of any description if you remain ignorant of Christ. If you're ignorant of Christ, you have light on no subject. This man was in the darkness about the Lord Jesus. He was ashamed of the Lord Jesus. It says in the verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night. By night? Why did he come by night? Because he didn't want anybody to see him showing an interest in the Lord Jesus. Now, had he known who Jesus was, had he known that he was the Messiah, then how he would have welcomed him. He would have been like Simeon, of whom we read in the Gospel of Luke, that when he came into the temple, when Mary was there with the infant Christ, we read that he took the infant up in his arms. He took him up in his arms, and he rejoiced over being able to look upon the Redeemer of Israel. He wasn't in the least ashamed of embracing the infant Christ. But Nicodemus, he doesn't want anybody to see him come to the Lord Jesus. And so he's in great distress of mind about coming in the daylight, and so he comes at night. He was in ignorance concerning the Lord Jesus. But he was in darkness also about the need of men. When the Savior said, a man must be born again, verse 4, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? He's in complete ignorance of the need of men. He would not have questioned this gospel truth had he but known how evil and wicked is the human heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That phrase, desperately wicked, literally means incurably wicked. Man can't be cured. He must be made again. He must be born again. He must receive a new nature. The Lord Jesus works a work in a man that is not a work of renovation. It's not a paint and putty job, but it's a new creation. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. And when the Savior said, you must be born again, Nicodemus says, what does this mean? He was a man in ignorance of the need of the human being, the human heart. He's in ignorance of the very heart of the gospel. The Savior wasn't preaching anything new. This is something that you find in the Old Testament in many places. Ezekiel chapter 36, for instance, where God describes the work of grace that he will do in the sinner. A new heart will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. Nicodemus, he knew nothing of this. He knew nothing of this. He was a man in ignorance. How many churches today preach, you must be born again? How many pulpits ring out with this doctrine today? My dear friend, you can be as Nicodemus was, a ruler of the Jews, a member of the Sanhedrin, a leader in the religious world, and know nothing of the gospel. Will you tune in again next week? We'll continue our series and we'll hear more from Pastor Johnson's testimony. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.